Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it's time for Amy's Kids Show. And it's my favorite part of the week when I get to come in here and share with you all of this exciting stuff that I've been gathering. I'm always gathering all kinds of great music and stories, and today I am super excited because it's one of my favorite subjects ever. And some of my favorite ones joined me today. Well, guess what we're talking about, folks? We're talking about your neighbors. Your neighbors. We're going to celebrate neighbors today because it's spring right now, the time of year when I'm doing this radio show for you. And all kinds of neighbors are coming out of their houses and working on their gardens and playing and gathering at the playground and gathering for their soccer. I'm sorry, not soccer, sports, T-ball and things, you know, out in the fields. The kids are gathering, the grown-ups are gathering, and the birds are gathering. I've had my crow friends were out here at the station when I arrived this morning just to greet me, and I just knew they'd be here because I am talking about their subject, neighbors. Boy, they love neighbors. They're always curious about what all their neighbors are doing, and they have their own fabulous neighborhood, right? And so if you have a gathering of bees, right, where do they live? They live together in a hive. And if you have a gathering of lions, they live together in a pride. And if you have a gathering of humans, well, where do we live together? In a neighborhood. And so spring is a great time to celebrate neighbors. And I've been thinking about my neighbors because they're all such amazing people. And it's so interesting how neighbors get along, right? I've been seeing neighbors come together and help each other in amazing ways, I mean, that they always have. I mean, this is just what humans do. We come together and we help each other out. It is such a beautiful thing to see. Humans pulling together and working on things to do what? Well, to improve the neighborhood, of course. And so, you know, there is that famous saying. I don't know if you've heard it, but it goes like this. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So, of course, we have to remember, and we're going to start right there, of course. Where does a good neighborhood begin? Well, with you, of course, with you. You are such an important part of this neighborhood, whatever neighborhood you're part of, right? You are super important. So what can you do to make a great neighborhood around you? Well, be a great neighbor. So that's our theme today, being a good neighbor. I'm so glad you joined me on Amy's Kids Show. We're going to get started. One of my favorite places, you know, inside of ourselves. We're going to find some peace and we're going to share it with the world, guys. Thanks for joining me.
The dawn is waking, it's a sweet bird song. It's the silent message that the world is gliding on. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. Love is the stuff that makes really good friends. Get a little from your neighbor, give it right back again. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. Listen to the voices all around the world, joining together in a great big chorus of I love you. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you.
Hey folks, it's Amy. I was just doing a little jig around the dance, around the studio here. I almost called it a dance studio. Well, it is a dance studio for me, but it's actually a radio studio. But I like to dance around. And I was thinking of my neighbors and just how fantastic they are. And some of them are making some cawing noises here in the background. Can you hear them? The crows and the ravens, they are all visiting me here at the radio station because they love to celebrate neighbors too. And some folks might be surprised that the way I'm starting the show today to celebrate neighbors, you'd think I would be talking about other people, right? Like, think about your neighbors and who are your neighbors. And we will do that. I found a lot of really fun stuff on that subject, and we'll probably do that next time. But before we even talk about the people in your neighborhood, who do we have to start with? Well, who decides what kind of neighborhood we live in? Well, we do, right? That's me and that's you. So I realized myself that I had to start with myself if I want to have a good neighborhood, right? And that's all right there in that famous saying, love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, the crows are saying it, right? That they stand up for themselves. Boy, yeah. They show up, every single one of them, don't they? Yeah, they're reminding me of that right now, how every day they show up, right? There isn't one crow that says, never mind, guys, I'm just going to stay in bed and watch TV. I'm not going to go out today. Y'all have fun being crows and flying around and getting food and calling and singing and waking up the world and ushering the other birds and communicating and all the work that the crows do. They do serious work all day and they have fun at it because they're together in their own neighborhood, right? And they're creating their neighborhood together. Well, that's what today's show is all about, is to remind us that our neighborhood starts with us. Right? You are a super important part of your neighborhood. And I actually had some neighbor friends teach me a song. Well, they sang it for me, which was so beautiful. And so I had to bring that song in here to share with you today. It's called Peace Like a River. And there are some hand motions that you can do. You can say peace, like a peace sign. You can say river with your arms, right? Make a river motion. And then in my soul, you put your hands on your heart, right? And then we've got love. Can you make a love sign? Like an ocean? Well, that's just a big wave, right? And then we're going to peace like a river, love like an ocean, and joy. Joy is a smile. So you make a big smile on your face. Joy, like a fountain. And a fountain just pours out of the top of your head because that's literally where joy comes from. And it spreads to all your neighbors. Thanks for joining me, folks. Let's do a little singing. Oh, and then I also have a really, really great song and a really great story. I can't wait to share it. Here we go.
Like a river, I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river in my soul.
Hey,
okay, I'll be your friend. I'll be by your side.
Kind is kind of
the most important thing that we can all be.
Kind is kind of
a very special thing for you and for me. Just be kind. Ah, just be kind, kind. The kind things you say.
N.
Nice is just the right thing to do.
D.
Don't you worry, I'll be kind to you.
Kind is kind of
the most important thing that we can all be.
Kind is kind of
a very special thing for you and for me. Just be kind. Your ideas, and I'll listen to them. When you fall down, I'll help you back up. When you have a bad day, that's okay. Sometimes we're wrong, sometimes we're imperfect. I'll forgive you and myself, 'cause we're worth it. We try and we still mess up sometimes, but we'll continue to try to just be kind. That we can all be.
Kind is kind of
a very special thing for you and for me.
Kind is kind of
the most important thing that we can all be.
Kind is kind of
a very special thing for you and for me. Just be kind.
I'm Gabriel. I'm your reader today. And this is my friend Natalie, who is visiting the Oregon Symphony from Chicago, where she lives. Natalie, it's great to see you today.
Thanks so much.
What is this thing?
This is my instrument. It's called a flute.
And that is so cool. What, can you tell me just a tiny bit about the flute?
Yeah, the flute is a beautiful instrument. And in fact, it's one of the oldest ones.
Will you just make a quick sound so we can hear it? That is really beautiful. I have this book here, and I'm wondering, if I read it, would you play some music to go with it?
Sure.
All right, fantastic. This is called I Am Enough. It's by Grace Byers, with pictures by Keturah A. Bobo. Like the sun, I'm here to shine. Like the voice, I'm here to sing. Like the bird, I'm here to fly and soar high over everything. Like the trees, I'm here to grow. Like the mountains, here to stand. Like time, I'm here to be and be everything I can. Like the champ, I'm here to fight. Like the heart, I'm here to love. Like a ladder, here to climb, and like the air, to rise above. Like the wind, I'm here to push. Like a rope, I'm here to pull. Like the rain, I'm here to pour and drip and fall until I'm full. Like the moon, I'm here to dream. Like the student, here to learn. Like the water, here to swell, like the fire, here to burn. Like the winner, I'm here to win, and if I don't, get up again. I know that I may sometimes cry, but even then, I'm here to try. I'm not meant to be like you. You're not meant to be like me. Sometimes we will get along, and sometimes we will disagree. I know that we don't look the same, our skin, our eyes, our hair, our frame. But that does not dictate our worth. We both have places here on earth, and in the end, we are right here to live a life of love, not fear. To help each other say when it's tough, to say together, I am enough. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
That was I Am Enough by Grace Byers with pictures by Keturah A. Bobo. Natalie, what did you think of this book?
I love this book so much.
I also really love this book, and I love its message. I love this idea that it's teaching us how to be strong, how to be resilient, how to love each other, how to embrace difference.
Yeah, I think it's really wonderful that things can be great or things can be challenging, but that you should still remember that you can do it and that you should support your friends in doing what they're doing too.
Absolutely. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about your flute because it is such an incredibly beautiful instrument. How long have you been playing the flute?
I've been playing the flute since I was 9 years old, which was about 30 years now.
And is that all you do with music, or do you do other things too?
I also sing, and I'm a composer, which means that I write music.
What?
Yeah.
That's wild. Can you show us a little bit more of how the flute works? Could you play us a scale?
Sure. I play a scale by pressing down on these buttons, which are called keys. And it sounds a little like this.
It sounds like you're walking down a flight of stairs.
It sure does.
It's really beautiful. Well, before we go, we have to say goodbye soon, but I'm wondering if, Natalie, would you play us a little song?
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, thank you so much.
Well, folks, the birds were loving that flute music. Wasn't that beautiful? The flute. Oh, the birds were just singing right along with it. I'm outside the station here with the speaker playing so that the birds could hear the radio show. And they were singing right along with it because I think they totally agree, it seems like. Because just as the music was playing and they were singing, the sun was behind them coming up because it's morning time right now here while I'm at the station. And they agree, right? They were singing right along. They were saying, oh yeah, like the sun we shine, like a voice we sing, like birds we fly high. And we fight like champs. I like that part. We fight like champs and we love like hearts. And that those two things go together. And the final message, of course, was to rise above like a bird, to rise above and look down on our neighborhood, look down on everything and say, wow, isn't it beautiful? Because what we believe is going to come true. And if we can see the beauty in our neighborhoods, if we can see the beauty in ourselves, then we'll just be fountains of beauty, just sharing it all around, right? Because we are enough. There is enough. And if we know that, oh, wow, listen to them. They really like that part. I know. I know. Crows know about enough, right? They know that they are enough. Definitely. Right. Right. And if we know that, then we won't be afraid. Right. We can act out of love when we're not acting out of fear. And so I have a little story to tell you real quickly, which is that when I came in the studio today, this morning, it was a beautiful morning. I could hear the crows already calling to me as I got closer and closer. The sun was coming up. It's just beautiful today. But as I came around the corner into the station, guess what I found? One of the signs for our radio station here and for the college campus that we're on here was knocked down. Now, I don't know how it got knocked down. It was knocked down pretty hard. The post was bent. The sign was lying in the road. Was that a kind thing for someone to do to their neighbor? Well, no. No. Sometimes our neighbors are not kind, right? I wonder what those folks were thinking and feeling when they knocked down that sign. Don't they know that they're important members of our community? Maybe they weren't noticing that they were so important to us. So they were trying to get our attention. I don't know. I don't know how they were feeling or what they were thinking. But what do I do in that situation? Well, what would you do? There's the sign lying there, right? What can you do about that? Well, I picked it back up. No, I can't totally fix it, but I started to at least pick it back up, prop it back up, get it out of the road so no one else gets hurt, taking good care of myself, of course, while I did it, to make sure I'm safe. But that's what I can do, right? And guess what? I felt great, right? I feel great. I'm still feeling great. I'm not worried that there are people who knock signs down because, you know, that's going to happen. You know, people out there are feeling sad and bad about themselves. And what can we do to help them out? Well, we can sing songs for them like my neighbors did the other day. They cheered a whole room full of people up with their beautiful song, right? What can you do today to make your neighborhood a better place? Well, that's what I'm going to be thinking about. Thanks for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. Let's keep celebrating our wonderful neighborhoods and you. You're the greatest.
It doesn't matter if I am small. Whatever size I happen to be, there's a light in me. Please take the time to see.
There's a light in me. There's a light in you. Whatever language you speak, whatever your point of view, whatever people may say, whatever people may.
My eyes are brown, hers are blue. We may not. and Sam says she doesn't fit. When she wants to play, the kids wanna sit. Sometimes it's hard, I must admit. I hope she doesn't quit. She's gotta keep it lit.
Children, join in.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Once again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Now it's my turn. You can say hi to friends passing by. A neighborhood is a friendly place. You can say hi to friends passing by. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing the chorus. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
Sing it again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
You can say hello to people that you know. A neighborhood is a friendly place. You can say hello. People that you know, a neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing the chorus.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. You sing it by yourselves.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
Neighbors learn to share. Neighbors learn to care. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Neighbors learn to share. Neighbors learn to care. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing it together.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Girls and boys, when I was a child, my family and I lived in many different neighborhoods. In fact, every May 1st, we moved from one neighborhood to another. It was moving day for lots of people. Let's sing the chorus once more.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Once again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
Sing it with me. A neighborhood is
friendly place.
Hey everybody, come on over and get in a big circle with us.
Come on, gather around and join us.
You and you and you and you
and me.
You too.
Everybody.
right, folks. We are coming to the wrap-up for Amy's Kids Show. I am wrapping up the show a little bit before a whole hour. I'm going to be doing that at about 45 minutes or 50 minutes of Amy's Kids Show, and then we're going to wrap it up so that you guys can go out and play if you want to, because it's beautiful outside and maybe you're ready to do that already. But anyway, let's just take a moment and reflect on this amazing episode. I had so much fun pulling these beautiful, beautiful songs and stories together to celebrate our neighbors. Yes, we're going to be doing this for a few weeks because it's springtime and everybody's talking about neighbors. Everyone's coming out, including the birds who were joining me for some of those songs we were just listening to and those stories and that flute music. Because, of course, you know, being in a good neighborhood, having a nice neighborhood is all about us, right? Who makes it kind? Who makes a nice neighborhood? We do, right? We have to be participants. So are you feeling it? Are you feeling peace like a river? Love like an ocean? And joy like a fountain, like my neighbors were teaching me this week? Are you feeling that? I'm feeling that, but I do understand that not everybody does, right? Some people maybe are grumpy because they didn't get enough sleep. Are you grumpy because you didn't get enough sleep? Maybe you're hungry. Is that why you're feeling grumpy and upset, picking on people? Maybe you're angry because you need to forgive somebody, right? Are you holding on to a grudge? You know, like I could have been holding on to a grudge when I came in the radio station today after I saw that sign that was knocked down by some neighbors that weren't being very kind. I could have come in here and done Amy's Kids Show with a grumpy attitude. But I didn't, right? Because that's not knowing the truth, right? When you act like that, you're forgetting the most basic rule, the golden rule, the one that keeps us all living together happily as good neighbors, right? That it all starts with me. Love my neighbor like I love myself. And do I love myself? Do I know that I'm enough? Do I know that you're enough? Do I trust that you are on the right path and I'm on the right path and we're here together? I do. I actually do trust that. Because I'm going to choose love. Love takes me higher, like the birds, up above, so I can see from above my neighborhood and see the part that I'm playing and the part that they're playing and the part that they're playing. And we're all playing together because, like that song just said a few minutes ago, there's always room in a circle. And this is a circle of friends. That's what a neighborhood is. We're going to keep celebrating neighbors and neighborhoods. I hope you're having a fantastic day. And I know you know that you are enough because you're actually the greatest. Remember that.
I live in a house right next to my brother, who lives in a house right next to another. There's lots of houses, and that is good because we now live in a neighborhood. Because there's lots of worlds in outer space, and someday you might hear if you listen good.
Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to our neighborhood. people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day. A Dixie band is playing in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood. A Dixie band is playing in our neighborhood. Let's listen to the music play. Sweet and high, a jazz song or a lullaby. You'll hear a mellow tone you won't forget when you're listening to the clarinet.
Oh, clarinet is playing in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood. Clarinet is playing in our neighborhood. Let's listen to the music play.
Two members of the brass family. The trumpet? Hi there. And the tuba? Hi there. Or should I say, lo there?
What did he say?
I don't know.
I think he said, knock, knock.
Oh, who's there?
Tuba?
Tuba, who?
Plays way down low, as low as any note can go, and a trumpet sings out bright and strong, it'll make you want to sing along.
To join the band.
It's a trombone, a slide trombone, and a piano too, and a drum too.
Oh, it's fun to hear a big trombone go sliding with its mellow tone. Then there's drums and a piano too, all playing in our band for you.
I'm our jokes, so much to say. Hello, city neighbors. I stop at the playground at the end. I want to see my playground friend and visit the oak tree round.